How about a nice hand for Brian Sand and his quintet? Bonjour à tous. Welcome to this convocation, the first convocation for science. In about half a minute or so, the students will be coming in, and we'll have to put them in those seats in front of you as fast as we can, get them out of the rain, and I suspect they're walking fairly quickly right now. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. We'll come back and talk to you again with respect to any safety issues that may come up, plus I'll have to address the students about how they manage themselves coming across the stage. So I'll be back to you, but the piper is just about outside the right-hand section, your right-hand section. So when you see them emerge, it's a nice touch. I think they appreciate it, to give them a nice round of applause. You don't have to applaud until all of them are seated. That's kind of a long time, but they would appreciate, I'm sure, a bit of an applause. And the piper will be up on stage piping through the entire time, and hopefully he'll have enough air to complete the task. So just a second, and they're coming. So here they come. So when they emerge, give them a good hand.
Thank you.
a nice hand for Max Lanzmann. Bonjour encore. Welcome to the first convocation for the science faculty. There's one this afternoon that's not quite so large, but this is a good one, a big one, and we hope to get you out of here in time for the rain that will continue. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and it's my pleasure to introduce our Dean of Students, Andre Kostopoulos, who has some important comments. Should winds come up at a hurricane force, which we don't anticipate, but he's going to explain what it is, and please listen very carefully.
Good morning. In the very unlikely event that we have to evacuate the tent, and it has happened before, so listen carefully, you will see some instructions near the back of your program for evacuation. Main thing to remember, stay calm, follow the instructions of the ushers. You will be evacuated to different areas depending on where in the tent you're sitting. The students and the parents will be evacuated in different places. We will reunite you as soon as possible. Do not try to find each other during the evacuation. This will create chaos and we will lose many promising young scientists. So please take your time, evacuate calmly.
Si jamais on devait évacuer la tente qui est très pleine aujourd'hui, s'il vous plaît, suivez les instructions qui sont à l'arrière de votre programme. Restez calme, suivez les instructions des placiers. N'essayez pas de retrouver les membres de votre famille pendant l'évacuation. On va vous réunir aussitôt que possible. Merci. Have a safe convocation.
The dean and I have taken our selfies already. And they're very good. But what I want to introduce you to, which is really quite remarkable, unless I'm out of battery, which I'm not. I thought I might be. Oh, that's why. I have it on film. This is a remarkable new device, not done by the Faculty of Science, but created by the Faculty of Engineering. And I talked to them about that. What it does is that it identifies all those students who have taken the World of Chemistry courses, not so many take it in engineering, and it calculates your CGPA. And I'm going to start with this group right over here. This is lightning fast, 3.91. It might even be true. This group, subtracting the post, it knows how to do that. 1.98. It still needs work. All of you have completed all of the requirements. Just for my own satisfaction or dissatisfaction, how many have taken a World of Chemistry course in the last 3 years? Oh, wait a minute. I got to get that. Keep those hands up. Keep those hands up. Excellent. Actually, I just want to make absolutely sure you have your lineup cards. Be sure do not put them anywhere where you are going to have to rush back against the traffic of your row in order to find your lineup card, because you will it is required for the reading by the reader. This will be done very well by David Ragsdale. Many of you know him, the most beautiful voice on campus. No question about it. Oh, listen to the size. It's just too much. Actually, I'd write a check right now for a big amount to have a voice that pleasant. And I hope he doesn't have a cold, because I haven't seen him yet this morning. But he will be reading your names. As you cross this, you give your first lineup card to the reader or to one of the reader's helpers, which will be obvious. The first person who goes up, follow what they do, because they won't make a mistake. And then that's what your procedure will be. And you will be taken off the stage, or you will come off the stage after being capped or tapped in the middle, and you'll hear about that shortly. Go down the stairs, pick up your degree, come back to your seat, and depending on how many late arrivals that we have today, The first arts present group yesterday had 32 late people, which was an all-time bad record. And we had to interfuse them in the group, which meant that about halfway through, we were 16 or 20 people out of synchrony with where you sit down. And so therefore, hopefully we don't have many this time. The second arts group, and I don't know what the story was, there was only one late person, just one. So everybody sat down pretty right where they were before. And so don't leave your goods under the seat, but what you know which seat it is, and you can pick it up afterwards. We've never had anyone thieving umbrellas or anything like that yet. So that's the major procedure that you are going to be following. And I'm not sure what is holding up. Normally, we would be coming right in on the right-hand side with the piper, Jeff McCarthy, who will lead the platform party in. Platform party will be professors in science, as well as the very end of the platform party will be the principal, chair of the board, and the chancellor. Chancellor Michael Meehan will install himself in the chair that's being described beautifully by Mr. Dean. And I might mention, his robe is a PhD robe for McGill. This is where he got his robe, got his degree, I should say. Mine is for the University of North Carolina. Go Tar Heels. And in fact, I just learned that the acting dean of arts, Hudson Meadwell, got his PhD at Duke, so we almost had to duke it out right there because, as you may know, Carolina and Duke are the great rivalry in the States for basketball, and, well, just basketball. I guess that's the main thing. And academics as well. We allowed Duke to give some precedence in academic life as compared to Carolina. So it doesn't look like we have very many late people. In fact, let me ask Jennifer, how many late? Two. Four. That's great. That means you'll be sitting very close to the seat that you presently occupy. So excellent on that score. I could tell more stories. Maybe something from the world of chemistry. I'm not sure. It's too late to take the food course. It's too late to take the drugs course. I know some of you have done those. I keep listening for the piper. They're coming. They're coming. Okay, for the audience, give them a nice hand when they come in. They appreciate it. They've been struggling, clearly, coming down the main avenue here. Maybe some of them got lost. You know how it is when you have a large group of people. If you've ever walked with one person, you can walk at your own speed. You walk with 12 or 20 or 30, which is what we have today, it can be very taxing because they stop, they look at what's going on, they take open their umbrellas, or they don't, but it takes a little extra time. So when they come in, particularly for Jeff McCarthy, who has been the piper for the last, I think, 15 or 18 years, he's the same piper who is in front of Ogilvy's every noon and pipes the people in to buy whatever they're going to buy, although it turns out that they're going to keep him there because Ogilvy's is being taken over by some new firm, not new firm, what is it? I need help. Who's buying Ogilvy's? Holt Renfrew. This is my colleague down in front who helped you seat yourselves. Steve Olive. Let's have a hand for Steve Olive. This is the Mac. This is the Mac robe. It's green like it is supposed to be out at Mac, and is, actually. I hope some of you have been out there. Okay, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. They'll be coming in the right-hand side, and give them a nice hand when they get here. Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. As Chancellor on behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome students graduating from the Faculty of Science to the 2015 winter convocation. Oh, it was just the temperature that fooled me. Spring convocation. This is a great day for you, our graduates. Congratulations to each and every one of you. Even more so, it's a momentous day for your parents, spouses, friends, and supporters, because in many cases, it has been their sacrifice and their encouragement that has led to your success, which we are celebrating here today. Votre présence à cette cérémonie en si grand nombre démontre votre attachement à McGill, et j'espère que cet attachement deviendra un lien bénéfique pour vous et pour McGill tout au long de votre vie. Your presence at this ceremony in such numbers shows your attachment to McGill, which we hope will become a lifelong bond that benefits both you and your alma mater. Now, you'll be receiving lots of praise for your hard work and accomplishments, and deservedly so. But you'll also be receiving lots of advice from multiple sources, friends, parents, professors, and even perhaps from total strangers. And even though I told myself I wouldn't do it, I confess I'm going to join that group and give you some advice. But rest easy, it will be short, and who knows, perhaps sometime in the future, you may consider it to be good advice. You've achieved a great deal, but as you well know, there's much left to do. Today is just a stop on your life's journey, not the final destination. So when you leave, use your knowledge and skill that you've acquired here at McGill to try many things. Be bold, chase after your dreams, go down many paths. And above all, don't be afraid to seek knowledge and adventure, because in doing so, you will no doubt enjoy great success. But you will also, from time to time, stumble and fall. You will fail. You will make mistakes. It's inevitable. But as James Joyce said, mistakes are the portals of discovery. Or put another way by Winston Churchill, all of us make mistakes, but only the wise learn from their mistakes. Le conseil que je me permets de vous donner, c'est de ne pas craindre l'échec. Car bien si bien dit que nous apprenions beaucoup par le succès, il y a davantage de leçons précieuses qui découlent de l'échec. It's what you learn from experiences that go sideways and how you recover from them that will enrich your life's journey and help you grow as human beings. The author of the famous Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling, saw her first book rejected by over a dozen publishers. She told a graduating class, "It may never fail on the scale I did, but it's impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you may as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default." Successful people learn from their mistakes or failures and look forward. They don't look back and brood. They learn and move on. So go out there and try many things. Focus laser-like on a few, but don't be afraid to fail, as it is from these depths that you will learn the most, especially how to savor the sweet taste of success. Bonne chance à vous tous. Good luck to you all in all of your endeavors. Thank you. Now it gives me great pleasure to call upon our principal and vice chancellor, Professor Suzanne Feltier, to address you. Madame Feltier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2015. Welcome to the graduating class of 2015. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellor, the chair of the board, members of the board, our governors emerita, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Savor today, enjoy it, celebrate. I also ask that you take a moment to remember all the people who have supported you during your studies. Today is a very, very special day for them as well. And class of 2015, I want you all to stand up. All of you, please stand up so that you can turn around and give a big round of applause to the people who have supported you. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. You can sit. Today is a day of celebration. Today is also bittersweet. You may not believe me now, but I think that you're going to miss McGill and miss going to classes. Now, I know, not quite yet, but believe me, it will come. And I talk out of experience because since I've returned to my alma mater, I've been to many of your classes. I love them. I find them extremely interesting. In fact, there's one class I've returned to over a dozen times, and that is the Master Voice class in the Schulich School of Music. The class is at the perfect time, Saturday night, so I have the opportunity to attend it. But even so, I wasn't able to go to the last class, and I already miss it. The professor of the class once said to me, you know, you've been here so often, it's like you're a student in the class. I told them, I think this is not fair to the students. I come here, I enjoy myself, I relax, I enjoy the beautiful voices, I do absolutely no work. And I added, you certainly would not want me to sing. Now, he surprised me with what he said next. He said, can you breathe? Of course I can breathe. Well, he said, if you can breathe, you can sing. Now, don't be nervous. I'm not about to try the advice. But I do like the idea. If you can breathe, you have a voice. And looking at you on your graduation day, and thinking of what you've accomplished, I know that you have a voice, and it is so important that you use that voice. You have a mind that knows how to learn. You have determination, and you have talent. You have ideas of your own. Now, use your voice to take those gifts into the world. Use your voice to share your knowledge with others and share their knowledge. Use your voice to ask questions. Use your voice to stand up for what you believe in. And use your voice to help others find their own voice. We have certainly some excellent role models with us today. John O'Keefe, our honorary doctorate recipient, who we'll hear from in a few minutes, is certainly one of them. Another one is our provost, Anthony Massey. As you may know, this is one of Provost Massey's final convocations as provost. Tony has brought a wealth of outstanding qualities to his nearly 10 years as provost of McGill. He is a distinguished scholar, a devoted teacher, and an inspired leader. He has left his mark on the learning environment at McGill, bringing to it both excellence and innovation. And he is a visionary with a clear sense of where McGill should be headed. And of course, there is Dean Grant. This is Professor Grant's last convocations also as Dean of the Faculty of Science. During his 10 years as Dean, he has made his voice heard, and McGill is all the more rich for it. He brought many new great talents to the faculty, work to provide them the infrastructure they needed to teach, learn, and do research. And he has shared his passion for science with all students, but also with the Montreal community through initiatives such as the Soup and Science Lectures, family workshops, and in-school presentations. Please join me in thanking Provost Massey and Dean Grant for this excellent work they've done. I hope that you can enjoy a bit of time to relax and to celebrate before the next verse in your life. Mais si vos classes vous manquent et si McGill vous manque, revenez chez vous à McGill le plus souvent possible. Les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. And please keep in touch. We all look forward to hearing all of your voices in the days and years ahead. Félicitations!
Merci, Madame la Principale. I now invite Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to present this year's winner of the Leo Yaffe Award for Excellence in Teaching. Dean Grant.
The Leo Yaffe Award is given each year to recognize a faculty member for superior teaching at the undergraduate level in the Faculty of Science. The recipient for 2015 is Professor Carlos Morales from the Department of Anatomy and Cell Biology. So your cheers and whistles confirm that for 28 years, Dr. Morales has been an exceptional teacher. When describing Carlos, students consistently emphasize the organization, clarity, and elegance of his lectures that convey a passion for histology and its relevance to molecular biology and to everyday life. They appreciate his many strategies to make learning enjoyable, even in classes of close to 400 students. As one says, Dr. Morales is an amazing teacher. His lectures were clear, interesting, he made them fun and dynamic. I have never had a professor that was able to explain material so well. I appreciated when he found other ways of explaining concepts to ensure that we all understood. Thank you so much. Teaching histology has always been a challenge because classes and textbooks must be supplemented by hours of examining tissue specimens, traditionally using a light microscope. Dr. Morales digitized the entire collection of histological slides, making McGill the first Canadian university to implement digital histology so the students could examine a section of tissue using a computer involving interactive learning. And as one said, I really enjoyed this course. At the beginning, I was looking at the histological slides thinking I would never be able to figure out what this pink and purple stuff is. Now that we are at the end, I'm confident in my abilities. In addition, Dr. Morales has been a tireless promoter of undergraduate research. He has personally supervised 70 undergraduate research projects. Many former students are now scientists and university professors around the globe. He's also provided advice and guidance to countless others, and students repeatedly comment on the significance of a care for them as individuals and his contributions in helping them to succeed. In summary, Professor Carlos Morales is an exceptional teacher and an innovative leader who has motivated thousands at McGill. He embodies that to which our university aspires, to have our best teachers be our best researchers and our best researchers our best teachers. His influence on education has extended to other universities and to the public at large. He is an ideal recipient of the Leo Yaffe Award.
Thank you, Professor Grant. And I'd ask you now to return to the podium to present our most distinguished alumni, Nobel laureate Professor John O'Keefe, so that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Thank you. Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Professor John O'Keefe, a distinguished scientist and McGill graduate who's an inspiring role model and personifies one of the signature strengths of our university, the quality of our students. John O'Keefe received a BA degree from the City College of New York and then obtained an MA from McGill in 1964 and a PhD in psychology from McGill in 1967, supervised by Ron Melzack. He then went to University College London, where he's now a professor of cognitive neuroscience and director of the Sainsbury Wellcome Center and head of department. In 1971, Professor O'Keefe noted that different cells would be activated in the hippocampus part of the brain as a lab rat moved around in a room. This showed that those cells, which he called place cells, were used by the brain to create an internal map of a newly visited place. This inner GPS in the brain makes it possible for rats and us to orient ourselves in space, demonstrating a cellular basis for higher cognitive function. For this and other work, Professor O'Keefe has been recognized many times. As examples, in 2013, he received the Louisa Gross Horwitz Prize with Edward Moser and Mary Britt Moser, and in 2014, he is a co-recipient of the Kavli Prize with Brenda Milner of McGill and Marcus Rakeley. Most recently, in 2014, Professor O'Keefe was awarded one half of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, with the other half going to Professors May Britt Moser and Edward Moser for their discoveries of cells that constitute a positioning system in the brain. To our students, I cannot say that a degree from McGill gives one a nose up for a Nobel Prize, but it doesn't hurt. The conferral and acceptance of an honorary doctorate is a reflection of shared values of the deepest nature. As a world-renowned scientist and leader, Professor O'Keefe is an inspiring role model. His association with McGill makes us proud. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Professor John O'Keefe, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
I now call upon Dr. John O'Keefe to deliver the convocation address. Dr. O'Keefe.
Well, thank you very much, Chancellor, and thank you very much, Professor Grant, for that very kind introduction. And it goes without saying that I'm deeply honored and proud to receive this honorary doctorate from my alma mater. I spent 4 years at McGill, and they were some of the best years of my life, and some of the most important. When I came here, and I was very privileged to be accepted as a student here, McGill was one of only a very small number of centers where it was possible to do behavioral neuroscience. Of course, now it is still one of the great centers, but it's been joined by many other centers around the world. The reason it was a great center was firstly because it had some of the pioneers of neuroscience, most eminent amongst them, Professor Donald Hebb, who had essentially, in his book, The Organization of Behavior, in 1949, laid out the philosophy and the fundamental principles for how one could study the brain and use one's findings to understand representations of cognitive processes. But he wasn't the only one. There was a star-studded faculty. There were the Milners, Peter Milner, who had discovered the rewarding stimulation of the brain here at McGill. Brendan Milner, who in fact was very influential in my whole career, because she had studied a patient with damage to the part of the brain that I studied, the hippocampus, and shown that he had a profound memory deficit. And that was very influential. And I remember going across the frozen campus from the psychology department to the M&I on those wintry days. Nobody could stop us. That was one of the highlights of being here. And last but not least, my research advisor, Professor Ron Melzack, who already was one of the world's experts on pain. Ron, I have to say, was a fantastic research supervisor, as were all of the staff. He was very encouraging and very generous, and he had just gotten a large grant, and he allowed me to build what was then, for many, many years, the best lab that I had. Even after I left McGill and got my own grants, it was it was one of the best laboratories that I ever had. McGill in those days, as I'm sure is still the case, and particularly in psychology, had an electrifying atmosphere. We felt then that we were participating in the dawning of a new science, the science of neuroscience. And particularly important, we were given the resources and the freedom to actually explore ideas, some of which sounded crazy at the time, and have panned out, some of them actually were crazy at the time. And we learned not only from our teachers, but also from postdoctoral students and from our colleagues at the time. And I have made, as I'm sure many of you have made, some of the best friends of a lifetime here at McGill. Postdoctorals were particularly important, and some of the postdoctorals I interacted with went on to brilliant careers. One of them became head of neurology at Michigan. Another one is the head of perception at Philips in Holland. And Roy Pritchard went on to become a professor at McMaster. While I was here, I have to say I formulated many of the ideas and developed many of the techniques which enabled me, when I went to UCL, to study the hippocampus and to do the research for which I eventually received a Nobel Prize. McGill did act as a springboard for my later career. And I have to also say that coming to Montreal was terrific. Then, as now, it was an exciting, vibrant city. It was great to have two cultures, the English culture and the French culture, and I really profited tremendously from that. I lived in the square mile and developed a lifelong habit of trying to live as close to my work as possible, and I still do. I've been able to do that in London. I also got married while I was here, and we conceived our first child, who was born in England when we went there. And we started a kind of a lifelong habit of my family and my wife's family coming to McGill. Both of her nephews came here to do degrees. And I think they did that certainly as part of our experience when we were here. So just in conclusion, thinking back over the last 50 years, and I have to say, sometimes it seems like just a moment. One thinks about paths that one didn't take. One thinks about regrets one might have had. And I have to say, never for a moment have I ever regretted coming to McGill. It was a fantastic springboard. It was a fantastic path to follow. And many of the paths and areas of study that I have subsequently taken had their origins in McGill. So let me end by saying I'm proud to have spent my formative years here. I congratulate all of you who have gotten your degrees for having spent your formative years here, and I'm sure you will look back, as I do, on these years as some of the finest of your life. I'm grateful for the opportunity that was given to me by McGill, and I'm honored to receive this honorary degree. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Dr. O'Keefe. As the principal said, you do us all proud, and we are most appreciative for your presence here today. We'll now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. And I'd call upon Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to begin the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'm pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Science to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their very first university degree shall remove their mortarboard hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned a university degree shall keep their mortarboard on their head, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and I'm sure the students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The dean of the faculty will also greet each student and take a photo with her or him here still on the stage. The parchment itself will be given to each student after she or he leaves the stage. During this time of convocation at McGill, you may have seen some students wearing red or white scarves. Self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person and the marking of an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live. The turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates and Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to congratulate all students. We begin with graduate students followed by undergraduate students. Congratulations, class of 2015. Félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biology, Faculty of Science, Philippe D'Argent Bacanegra. Viniegra Anna Sophia Ibararan. Colan Andrew Kovach Orr. Arsida Noska. Eric Jason Peterson. Claudia Maria Weaver. For the degree of Master of Science in Biology, Catherine Baltazar. Emilija Svetanowska. Jorge Alejandro Gaitan Camacho. Anna Kazanets. Laura Hope McDonald. Divya Sharma. Alex Minh Tuan Tran. For the degree of Master of Science in Neuroscience, Ryan Cross. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Yaqin Saleh Joma Abdullah, Dean's Honor List. Lucas Amato. Christine Marie Noel Audi, Dean's Honor List. Nija Auj. Nikita Bansal. Marielle Olivia Beaulieu, Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Marc Philippe Bedard. Rebecca Benizri. Justin Philip Nguyen Bernier Nguyen. Monica Bueller, Distinction. Meredith Aaron Bibbings. Elif Biljic. Victor Blaytu. Talia Boisjoli. Justina Gergis Bolas, Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Jacqueline Rose Marie Bavar, Distinction. Ashley Elizabeth Brown, Distinction. Julia Chadwick, Distinction. Chi Yun Doris Chiu. Armel Stewart Chiza. Jason Bongjun Choi. Sabrina Clusio. Alicia Colan Tuono. Matthew Ryan Dankner, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Dean's Honor List. Ashley Crystal Chan Deegan. Rachel Kimberly DeJordi. Aparna Dintakirti. James Andrew Dixon, Distinction. Alexandra Rafia Jean Jat Paulien. Rupen Jinbakian. Andrea Alicia Dumont. Melissa Anna Galati, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Carolyn Ilona Garand. Gwendolyn Suzanne Gillies. Julia Greenfield, Dean's Honor List. Howard Guo, Dean's Honor List. Mariana Gutierrez Salazar, Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Lana Elias Hashim. Jessica Hazan, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Emily Hicks, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Xin Yuan Hong, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Dean's Honor List. Nils Jonkmans. Tatiana Caprielian. Sam Kishin, Distinction. Caitlin Kilmartin, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Laura Yo Sun Kim, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Seo Hee Kim. Brady John Klassen, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Stamatis Kunieris. Mickey Lackman, Dean's Honor List. Sean Ian Retief Lampin. Mordecai Abba Levin, Distinction. Lauren Michelle Levinson. Lily Lin, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Guan Ting Liu. Kavisanth Maheswaran. Jad Roger Malik. Krishanth Manokaran. Faizan Mansouri, Distinction. Christina Mastromonaco. Alexandra Claire Maxwell, Distinction. Junyi Mei, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Avery Ann Michels. Cassandra Mille Boryema. Amitis Murchi, Distinction. Ka Khaled Walid Mumneh honors in anatomy and cell biology. Alistair David Albert Murray, distinction, first class honors in anatomy and cell biology. Sadig Niftaleev. Rama Nizami. Tiffany Rose Paradis, Dean's Honor List. Sharina Patel. Logan Sherry Marie Peeker. Dana Pearl, distinction. David Perrier, Dean's Honor List. Liana Perugino. Katarina Sonia Pessina. Adlin Janice Pinto. Philip Pratt Vaugois. Benazir Premji. Vijita Sri Rajkumar, distinction, first class honors in anatomy and cell biology. Anina Ratjan. Hei Jung Ryu. Martika Lee Rogers, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Claire Elizabeth Consley, Dean's Honor List. Carly Aaron Rosenberg. Daniel Mika Rosenberg, distinction. Ladislav Rudaku. Alyssa Rutman. Lowry Shahbazian. Krishna Siva, distinction. Emily Margaret Stewart. C.U. Sun, distinction. Ying Sun. Jesse Jia Tao, Dean's Honor List. Ashley Lauren Tritt, distinction. Han Sheng Sui. Ajanthan Umeshan. Roy Walkman, distinction. Chu Yi Wang. Dan Ni Wang. Joy Chai Yi Wang. Franz Wegscheider. Nathaniel Jordan Weinstein. Jessica Wong. Amanda Jane Woodley. Tian Sui Wu, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Yun Lin Shui, Dean's Honor List. Gulche Yaman. Diana Luk Yi. Alyssa Chi Wei Yip. Bo Zeng. Hao Sheng Zhang. Yu Wei Zhang, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Andrew Adelu Ajisebutu, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Hannah Lynn Bailey. Lisa Nanny Margaret Bartoli. Leanne Maria Beat. Yu Chen, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Jonathan Cloutier. Marilyn Daher, Dean's Honor List. Camilia Daldul. Larisha DeWitt, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Veronica Yolanda Del Vecchio. Seta Durdarian. Carolyn Mary Donovan. Shanique Ferrari. Kian Gu, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Natalie Hamza. Philippe Wang. Ohyun Kwan. Alexandra Lewis, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Lucy Lee. Yida Lee, Honors in Biochemistry. Sean Dale McKnight. Sudeshan Mahendran. Dorothy Diana Majewski, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, Dean's Honor List. Zachary Philippe Mandel. Shue Mei. Olivia Clementine Metevier. Raji Sharif Namani, Distinction. Katie Jeanette Neal. Amr Aum, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Thomas Peter Mohan Reed. Miriam Hua. Matan Shariatian. Ziran Shen. Reem Shehabi. David John Slawaska Eng, Dean's Honor List. Mirine Sun, Distinction. Joseph Zimborski, Honors in Biochemistry. Dursa Torazi. Cher Tieng Ting. Julie Natalie Vallée Trudeau. Xiao Yu Wei, Dean's Honor List. Tracy Foy Ming Yi, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Mei Yin Liao, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Wei Zhou Yu. Yi Yang Zhang. Michelle Yu Zhang. Shen Zhang, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Hafiza Alir Zayeva. Roxanne Asaf. Razika Yashwant Baraskar. Haley Beckenstein. Emily Ann Boulanger. Tiffany Jasmine Berger. Laura Paige Cameron, First Class Honors in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Hao Yu Chen. Ava Zali Davenport. Tessa Rose Diamond. Carolyn Jean Duthy. Eric Feinberg. Julian Michelle Flynn, Phantom Memorial Prize in Biology, First Class Honors in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Prayitno Junarto. Leah Hammond, Distinction. Reese Andrew Hansen, Distinction. Alexander Gordon Hofkirchner, First Class Honors in Biology, Governor General's Silver Medal, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Dean's Honor List. Emma Judith Hudgens, First Class Honors in Biology, Frank Rigler Prize in Ecology, Dean's Honor List. Myrna Iskander. Gregory Patrick William Johnston. Alexandra Kasakovic. Brian McTaggart Krug, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Blake Ryan Lerner. Cynthia Liu. Yi Yi Luo. Joy He Man Ma. Melanie Duck Bo Massey, Distinction, Red Path Museum Excellence Award. Julia Manash. Alexis Marielle Nadeau. Yoon Rachel Nam. Julia Lorianne Nordland. Sarah Olson. Julian Christopher Sabino Paparella. Marina Anna Pianta. Philippe Prucha, Distinction. Sevia Francis Railson. Alice Gabrielle Ross DeLille. Stephanie Shusha. Lorianne Matilda Cibillo. Corey Alexander Spees. Marisol Patricia Valverde, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Shriram Vera Darajan. Emma Cassandra Varela Perez. Dexter Day Waters. Henry Alexander Wood, First Class Honors in Biology, Penhallow Prize in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Angela Yu, Muriel Roscoe Prize in Biology, Petta Tancred Prize, Dean's Honor List. Noor Kamal Zien, First Class Honors in Biology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Chemistry for teachers, Crosby Michael Bainan, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Harani Thillainathan, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Mathematics, Philippe Bonja. Katia Fox. Taylor Alexa Holroyd. Hugo Romain Simone Petitjean. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Physics for teachers, Melissa Bernard Waugh, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Immunology, Ayad Ali, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Keio Mackenzie Farrington, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Daniela Carolina Hernandez, First Class Honors in Immunology. Elise Harmon Jackson, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Fang Yu Liu, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Sivakami Meena Milvaganam, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Teddy Kendro, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Thomas Carlo Racy, First Class Honors in Immunology. Joy Yanru Sun, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Cindy Yiying Tang, First Class Honors in Immunology. Xinye Serena Wang, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Tian Li Xiao, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Immunology. Bei Yuan Zhang, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Kelsey Leanne Adams, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Melissa Deborah Bedar, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Emily Bruneau, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Mevish Bukhari, Distinction. Julia Luis Casey. Yu Chia Chang, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Mimi Kong Chen, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Chiavati. Hyung Seok Choi. Yujin Choi, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Brendan Cordiero, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Alexandria Judith Crandall. Christopher Dominic D. Ioya, Dean's Honor List. Donald Brody Duncan, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Marwan Ghanem. Brianna Hodgins, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Caitlin Alexandra Hui, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Alexandra Maria Kolanich. Mariana Kostenko, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Idiawin Bunthi Kuhn. Felix LaRoche Johnston, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Gai-Un Lee, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Alex Gao Lei, Distinction. Uliana Lenick. Yan Nan Liu. Evangelos Markolafas. Suad Mubaid. John Joseph Orodnik. Koyomi Ozaki. Ina Portna. Jessica Ann Quaggin Smith. Roman Radetsky. Marai Sagai Decordi. Ba Tien Tung Tran. Sarah Zi Chi Wang. Caitlin Grace Francis Winter, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. An Chi Shu, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Dalton Yang. Liang Yang, Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Siung Ha Yu. Guangyan Zhou. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience, Julia Ariel Barros, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Lou Beaulieu LaRoche, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Neuroscience, Moist Traveling Scholarship, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Kitty Miriam Benadi Chorne, Dean's Honor List. Asli Bayukert, Distinction. Lauren Alexandra Carr, Dean's Honor List. Elias Fawad Chalet. Ruth Chang, Distinction, First Class Honors in Neuroscience. Li Yuan Chen, Honors in Neuroscience. Ying Chu Chen. Andrew Jae Hoon Chung, Honors in Neuroscience. Emilia Calagroso, Dean's Honor List. Lauren Crone. Rochelin Reina Dalangin, Distinction. Yuan Duan, Dean's Honor List. Brittany Taylor Elash Finlay, First Class Honors in Neuroscience. Alexander Edward Freibauer, Distinction. Mercedes Gauthier. Dylan Alexander Golau. Alexander Grebin, Distinction. Britta Paige Gustafson, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Megan Rachelle Honigman, Distinction. Dan Tong Chia, Distinction. Laurent Elcrief, Distinction. Kirusanthi Kaneshwaran, Distinction. Yi Na Kim. Sydney Ann Lee, Distinction, First Class Honors in Neuroscience. Kevin Liang, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Tian Jung Lin, Distinction, First Class Honors in Neuroscience. Lavisha Jungberg. Ryan Peter Monsberger. Daria Naumova. Vivian Ng, Dean's Honor List. Demetrius Joseph Paladis, Distinction. Pinkel Patel, Distinction. Iliez Planche, Distinction. Stephanie Polchikov. Tasnia Nagia Rahman, Distinction. Eric John Saragosa. Robin Sawaya, Distinction. Vanessa Scarapiccia, Dean's Honor List. Yu Ching Shan, Distinction. Morgan Durand Smith, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Abarna Somasundaram. Caitlin Stoddart, Dean's Honor List. Kimberly Joan Tricky, Dean's Honor List. Tai Ji Wang. Yu Shu Wang, Distinction. Michael Wadzinski, First Class Honors in Neuroscience, Dean's Honor List. Qiu Zi Yang, Distinction. Ting Ting Zhu. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Pharmacology, Faris Al Badarin. Adama Charlotte Anozi. Francis Gregory Beatty. Charlotte Renee Boyack. Allison Lee Buckhorn. Joshua Beyer. Justine Ev Christoph Centeno. Rosalinda Rong Chen, Dean's Honor List. Travis Chen, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Kayla Ciricillo. Natalie Raffaele Desjardins. Vanessa DiLala, Distinction. Marie-France Dorian, Anna and Robert Skomorowski Prize in Science, First Class Honors in Pharmacology, Dean's Honor List. Maria Lauren Eberle, Dean's Honor List. Jerry Junxuan Fan. Courtney Shayna Firestone, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Jillian Tara Friedman. Benjamin Andrew Fung, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Stephanie Tsai Gan. Fang Fang Gao. Jenna Gia Bilaro, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Shirley Guan. Michael Haychin. Chun Lin Han. Yu Yan He, Distinction. Bianca Fu Ho, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Sarah Margareta Ibrahim. Tolulupe Ifebayi. Nimra Khan. Julia Lynn Elaine Krilluk. Vivian Koo. Zara Laluz. Katie Lee. Ariel Leon. Alexander William Levis, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Nancy Chen Fen Li, First Class Honors in Pharmacology, Dean's Honor List. Yu Chen Li. Melissa Liu. Melissa McDonald, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Pharmacology, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Onofrio Messina, Distinction. Joshua Mizak. Adrian Navid Montagut. He Su Moon. An Thi Nguyen, Dean's Honor List. He Ji Om, Distinction. Jun Feng Pan, Distinction. Yang Yang Chi. Lunia K. Ravneet Singh Ray, Dean's Honor List. Tyler Brandon Raycraft, Dean's Honor List. Michelle Elisa Rosenstein, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Riznik. Yukiko Sato, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Christina Sciortino. Athithan Sivapiragasam. Jessica Cam Ting So. Alexandra Spirkina, Distinction. Hong Yu Su, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Yue Ran Sun, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Maurice Hélène Demors Svistowski. Xiao Yang Tang, First Class Honors in Pharmacology, Dean's Honor List. Krishan Thayalan. Katie Lynn Thompson, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Adrian Paul Turner. Sandra May Valdron Nguyen. Sandra Veljovic. Rohit Vij, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Vu. Melissa Rain Williams. Bei Shi Wang. Jun Wang. Christopher Kar Ching Wong, Distinction. Alex Yu. Tong Yang Yu. Li Chi Zhang. Bai Qian Zhu, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology, Anastasia Adrianta. Hilalian Se Huan An, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Amy Allen. Irfani Rami Ausri. Poya Bandegi, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Evan McDonald Batten, Dr. Kathleen Thoreau Prize in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Beer, Dean's Honor List. Yasmin Bezadian, Distinction. Abderrahim Belrashid. Melissa Esther Bendayan. Sarah Samuel Burton. Benoit Biet. Max Jacob Blumberg. Megan Elizabeth Bork. Shuan Eileen Bui, First Class Honors in Physiology. Allison Jeanette Campo. Miguel Jonathan Cartwright. Chu Ning Chang, Distinction. Mark Aurel Marie Che. Darren David Chitsaz. Samantha Frankie Dolphin. Michael Destunis, Dean's Honor List. Pavania Alavala Kanar. Brianna Rachel Flynn, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Luis Gavrilovic Fontaine. Siu Ting Feng, Distinction. Gurjinder Kaur Gill. Isaiah Abraham Grossman. Jonathan Ha Tran. Alexander Haddad. Lu He. Alyssa Lauren Hooper. Ga Yon Jian, Distinction. George Kefalas, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Janessa Hanna Kerr, Distinction. Jackie Lam, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Physiology. Robert Lee. Go Yun Lee, Distinction. Yesun Sunny Lee. Stephanie Leung. Chen Fei Lee. Rachel Ann Lin, Distinction. Nazreen Imin Mera. Stephen William Murray. Leanne Autani. Michael Parsons. Nicole Poon. Muhammad Rabbani, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Physiology. Jonathan William Reed, First Class Honors in Physiology, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Dean's Honor List. Kevin Robb, First Class Honors in Physiology. Carlos Felipe Romero Buitrago. Nirit Miriam Kaplan Rosenberg, Distinction. Hisham Ali Hisham Sabri. Gabriella Santana. Oliver Schneider, Dr. Kathleen Taru Prize in Physiology, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Shivanji Saini. Shi Yang Shen, First Class Honors in Physiology. Amitaz Singh Sidhu, Distinction. Catherine Simard Morissette. Anisha Sivasu Brahmaniam. Chloe Salome Timonier. Victor Tran. Katie Underwood. Yi Meng Wang, Distinction. Maxime Wilk. Melanie Ashley Wong King Cheong, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Victoria Chen Yang. Florian Neda Ju, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Mathematics, Anna Jolie. Jubo Zhang, Dean's Honor List. Ye Zhao. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Physics, Omar Adil Khan, Dr. Kathleen Taru Prize in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Brian David Pena Galliano.
Thank you, Professor Ragsdale, for a masterful job.
Would the graduating class please stand? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you
is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you, with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations. Félicitations à tous et chacun. To please rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Go now in peace and share the gifts of learning that have been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of knowledge for the benefit of all. Du que nous venions ou que nous allions, âmes pleines d'espoir, nous les aurons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Mr. Stropel. And now to conclude our ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will lead us in the singing of our national anthem.
sad. When I find myself again, I go with your childish bullshit. Trying to find myself again, I notice that you don't notice. When I find myself again, I go with your childish bullshit.
When I find myself again, I go with your childish bullshit.